Hey guys, welcome to my weekly series called Real Talk on Your Best Life. On these minisodes, Luca and I lift the curtain and talk about what's on our minds day to day, just trying to live our best life. Welcome back to another episode of Your Best Life Podcast. We have another Real Talk minisode for you guys today. Hi, everyone.
Anna. Hello, everyone.
So today we are going to talk about something that a lot of you have asked us to go into, which is about the app and how we built it and kind of the business side of what we do on a day-to-day basis. So, gosh, I feel like this could almost turn into an entire episode. There's a lot to share here. But I'll start with just by saying how we even thought of the idea of creating an app. And it really goes back to you guys. It was my girls, my community, and those of you that were doing my Fit Body Guide. So I launched those in 2015. I launched multiple throughout those 2.5 years. And so many of you loved my workouts and, you know, the program so much. But from 2015 to 2017, you know, some technological advances and, you know, more apps were coming out of workouts that you girls were like, hey, Anna, we love your workouts. We love these PDFs, but we want an app. And so it was really everyone asking about it. And Luca and I kind of seeing that after months and months and months. And we were like, all right, I guess we got to do this. You know, people are really asking for it. And that's always the core of whatever we do. We want it to be something that you girls are asking for. And we want to answer that. And I will say that that's probably even an area that I think that has been the most vital to our success is being able to identify what our customers are asking for and to execute, you know, and to execute in a timely manner. So pretty much that's even why we moved from Italy back to the United States.
It was, yeah.
And Luca, you weren't even working with me before.
No, I wasn't at that time, yeah. And we started working together right before we started developing the app, actually.
Yeah, but knowing that we were going to be developing the app.
That's correct, yeah. Yes. And even like, do you remember looking for an agency?
Because
when we talk app, it's you have a big choice to make at the very beginning. Do you do, and this could get a little technical, but you know, one thing is, do you do a revenue share with your developer or agency, or do you build your app from scratch? You own the code base of the app. And obviously it's a bigger investment, but you own the app and all the profits. So we were faced with this choice at the very beginning.
Well, there is a third choice though, because actually you just reminded me, there were several app companies that reached out to me, fitness apps that reached out to me of saying, hey, we want you on our platform. I almost joined one.
We won't say which one, but we almost did.
No, it was one of the biggest ones. And I almost joined. And I'm not going to go into detail as to why I didn't. But I'm so happy that I decided not to. And really, one of the main reasons was that if you join as a fitness influencer and professional, if you join a different app, it's their app. It's not yours. You don't have input on features and kind of in the product. And for me, with how customer focused I am and how much I want to be able to give you girls what you ask for, that just wasn't going to work for me. Like I needed to be able to say, these are the features that I want to develop, or this is what I want to change.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the feedback I'm getting. This is what we need to, you know, update. And so that's really why we decided to build our own app.
So really three options.
Yeah.
You joining someone else's app, us making a deal with the developer agency where they already have a template pretty much. Whatever they have available, you know, they build the app from a template that they already have. It's their code, not ours. Mm-hmm. And then we do a revenue split from whatever the proceeds are. Third option, and that's what we went for, develop the app from scratch, our own code base. And obviously bigger investment, but we get 100% of the proceeds.
Right.
Obviously much bigger headaches too.
Yeah, because yeah, yes. Well, and like you said, we bootstrapped it from the beginning. Like we, and still to this day, we own 100% of the code, of the business, of everything. But then kind of once we decided to go with option three, the next hurdle was okay, who are our developers going to be? You know, it took us, I think, how
six months.
6 months.
Okay. 6 months of being, we interview.
Of vetting.
We vetted 15 different agencies. The other thing is we and I are tech people, but we are not developers.
Right.
Also, that's, you know, kind of a disconnect. And, you know, we really had to inform ourselves and, you know, research and study and double check everything.
We are tech people in that we are interested in tech,
right,
but it's not our, it was never our profession. I mean, right, I worked in the telecommunications industry, but that's completely
different. Yeah, but
different.
We are not developers, right?
So no.
We don't know how to develop code or write code.
Right. So it was about 6 months of interviewing. We went through at least 5 different rounds of like elimination, you know, process of, you know, dwindling down to who we decided to go with for our developers.
And so we went with a developer that was abroad,
mm-hmm,
and so not US based. And it took about 6 months to develop the app, which, by the way, it's not that much because we actually wanted to start with an app with, you know, workouts and nutrition. Actually, development itself went well. We decided to launch only with an app for iOS, for Apple devices. Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. That's like, this is so long ago. I actually forgot that we only had iOS at first.
Yeah. And then, so we launched December 17, 2017.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Do you want to share what happened that day?
I have to say, this is a good problem to have, but nevertheless, a huge problem. But, you know, the app just completely crashed because the response was so huge that our developers did not realize the magnitude of like how much people were looking forward to this app. So I would say the first 2 weeks were a complete nightmare.
It was a nightmare. And mm-hmm, we barely slept.
Yeah.
Because our developers were abroad, like in a few, mm-hmm, the time zone, you know, the time difference was pretty great. We literally had to work at night.
Around the clock, yeah.
Around the clock and at night especially. Yeah. So that was really tough. And a few months in, we decided that, you know, we wanted to move forward and look for another agency. Because really this first development agency wasn't meeting our request. And it wasn't really,
I would say, our standards. Of
our
like,
standards,
you
yeah,
know, 100%. Of, you know, of both of quality and just overall deliverables, you know, like they just weren't kind of able to, yeah, to meet our expectations for deadlines. And, but I would say quality was like the main thing. Looking back, they actually did a pretty decent job with the timeline, I would say, from the very, very beginning of building the app to when we launched. It wasn't that bad, but you know, we just have really high expectations and we just knew that like we could do better than this. Our customers, you know, we want to give them the absolute best experience possible. So we did. And then, you know, guys, just to be completely real, this is the truth. Developers abroad are way less expensive, way, 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 way less expensive. And so, you know, there's that conversation that as, you know, we're a startup, you know, we bootstrapped, meaning we personally funded this from the beginning.
And it was a 6-figure investment for us. And by the way, it was pretty much all of our savings. All of it.
Right.
We
right.
put it in the
we
app,
actually
yeah.
didn't buy a house in the beginning. Like we've been wanting to buy a house for years and years, and we didn't because we decided to build the app, you know?
Yep.
So when we started looking at US-based developers, they were way more expensive. And we knew that, but like we said, it was kind of that trade-off of, you know, developers are broad, they are less expensive, but I will say that I don't think that the quality is as good, at least in our experience. And so knowing that, you know, we're hoping for that, we thought that the investment and the money that we put into US developers would be worth it. And it really, really has, because the app today is just, it's a completely different app. Literally, it is a completely different app from when we launched. But anyway, so then we actually got a recommendation from a really, really big marketing agency that we have worked with. And they referred us to our developers who we have today, who are all US based, which is great for our sleep habits. And we can all be on the same time zone. Luca, if you want to go into detail in terms of how they essentially recoded the app.
They had to recode everything. So at the time we didn't have Android, and they proposed to us to completely change the technology, how we would develop the app with. So instead of having two code bases, one for iOS and the other one for Android, we would create one code base and use a new technology called React Native, which is how Facebook and Instagram are developed, to pretty much build the app. So we would have one code base and the app on iOS would be the same as the app on Android, and we would be able to launch features at the same time on both platforms. And it was a really big chance for us. Again, we are not developers, and myself, we did our research, and it was another big investment because we almost had to record the entire app, and we wanted to add features on top of what we had. We decided to do it, and thank God we did, right? Yes. We were very grateful, and definitely, like, we are at a very solid spot right now because of that decision a year and a half ago.
Yeah, and I will just say that one other thing is I'm not positive, this is just my speculation, but that our app building experience has been different than most people who build an app for two reasons. First and foremost, we already had a market. We already had a customer base that was like banging down our doors waiting for this. And so, for every single feature and update that we come out with, that's not typical in the app building world. It may be typical more in the influencer world, you know, these days, but definitely not just overall in the app building world. So there's a lot riding on every single update. We know that people are going to be, you know, using every single little tiny, you know, ins and out detail of the app, and therefore, which leads to, you know, finding every little tiny bug imaginable that, like, you know, we can't always find when we're doing QA and testing.
Just like you said, the thing is, it's going to be 3 years in December. We never stop developing.
Well, that was the other part that is different of our experience from other people. A lot of people build an app and they just kind of leave it for months or for a year, and then they eventually do an update. Oh, sure, maintenance updates is different, but things that are completely being added and new to the app, we haven't stopped developing since we launched in December 2017. Every single day we have been working on adding new features or, you know, bringing things that you girls have asked for to the app, and obviously also maintenance as well. And there absolutely are times that I've wondered, well, was that smart? You know, was that a smart, you know, strategy or like smart investment? Because like we have always been putting money back into the app. We've never just kind of like sat back and like, you know, over the course of even 1 month, looked at the numbers. Luca, that's more your job anyways.
Yeah, but even our move to Texas, we moved to Texas because we were like, okay, you know what? We are going to save money moving to Texas so we can put more money into the app. This literally was our reasoning for moving to Texas. So, and that's what we did. And right now we are working on the biggest project that we have had.
Like, it's
something that no one is expecting. Actually, you did a Q&A a few days ago, you know, something big is coming, and not even one person actually.
Okay, no, I didn't tell you. There was like one person, or I think two, that kind of got close.
But kinda.
But they didn't guess it exactly.
And out of thousands of messages of replies that you actually got. And so that's really exciting. We really can't wait. We actually surpassed now 7 figures investment in the app.
Yeah.
And everything is leading, it's because of this project. Like everything is leading towards this big project that, fingers crossed, we are launching in literally a few weeks. So that's exciting.
Yeah. At the latest, I would say like 6 weeks, at the very, 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 very latest. So that is kind of like a very quick overview story of how we built the app, some of the struggles and like things that we've, you know, been through and things that we've learned. If you have any other questions, we would love to hear, and we can dive into this topic even deeper. But before I let you guys go, on the note of the app, we actually created a promo code just for Your Best Life listeners. So with the code YBL30, you will get 30% off your first payment on any membership you choose, and including the yearly, which would make the yearly, like, you guys, this is like would be by far the biggest discount that we've ever given on the yearly or probably any of the other memberships. So, but the really, really important thing, guys, is this offer is not available through the App Store. It is only available on the website. So you have to go to www.fitbodyapp.com and you choose which membership, and then at checkout enter YBL30 for your best life 30. So YBL30 at checkout, and that will give you 30% off your first payment, and you can join us and have some killer workouts, a ton of amazing recipes, and so much more. And actually, that will get you in at the lowest price for this huge project and
yes,
all the new features coming up that we're teasing to you guys. So, all right, we hope you enjoyed hearing us talk about the creation of the FitBody app and that whole journey. Let us know if you'd like us to expand on this even more, and we will talk to you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.